This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with the Maine Natural History Observatory. Late autumn, a period marked by dwindling sunlight, frosty mornings, and a general browning of the landscape, is not a window of time strongly associated with butterflies. The foraging flights of the swallowtails and the skippers are long behind us. The monarchs have long ago made their exodus, while the mourning cloaks have retired to their hidden chambers to pass the winter somewhere sheltered from the impending snow. Many a caterpillar that once patrolled the forest floor now lies immobile, in hardened cases of chitin, buried beneath desiccated leaves that fueled their development in greener days. Like most New Englanders, both wild and domesticated, I'm busy preparing for winter days to come. Every day there's firewood to stack, repairs to make, and food to cache away. The hibernal or winter solstice is still a few weeks away, which means the amount of time I have to work on autumn time chores is lessening by the day. Despite all this hurrying about from one task to the next, I do my best to keep an eye on the goings-on in the surrounding landscape, and in doing so, have been surprised to find my assumptions about late autumn and butterflies weren't entirely well-founded. True enough, there are fewer butterflies these days than at the height of summer and early days of fall. During these portions of the year, the wood edges and meadows about our home are all aflutter with thousands of butterflies. Familiar with many dozens of species, many yet remain for me to observe and document personally. Now, after many successive frosts and nights below freezing, one might expect to find these same spaces barren, yet a handful of species persist. One afternoon, while patching shingles on a rooftop, I stopped for a break and, crouched on the peak, surveyed the surrounding field. I spotted three yellow forms clumsily bounding over the landscape of lowly shorn grasses. They kept mostly to the wooded edge of the field in the lee of the wind and made regular flights to and fro. I surmised that they were likely sulfurs from their flight, form, and hue. A few days later, while crossing this same section of field, I was passed by a small yellow butterfly. It was seemingly indecisive about whether or not to land and made many false attempts before settling on a dandelion whose flowering head was nestled deep within the grass. This individual was a clouded sulfur, one of Maine's six species of sulfur butterflies, and one of the latest butterflies active in the state each year. The sulfurs are so named for their often yellow-toned, sulfurous appearance. As caterpillars, uric acid is accumulated rather than excreted. Although typically a waste product, these acids are instead converted into turrins, the yellow pigment found in the scales of adults. Scales containing turrins contrast with UV reflective sections of the butterfly's wings, therefore providing more striking display for attracting potential mates. The clouded sulfur is a widespread species within Maine, occupying a variety of open habitats, often in close proximity to us humans. Fields, lawns, and gardens are frequent haunts while the butterflies are active each year. The state experiences three generations of emergence spanning from May to September. Those butterflies I spotted roaming the field edges belong to the latter crop of emerging butterflies, a hardy group that's been documented in Maine as late as the 7th of December, the latest documented butterfly in the recently completed Maine Butterfly Atlas. Those adults still active come December will eventually meet their ends as the nights lengthen, daily temperatures drop, and the first snows blanket the last remaining nectarous flowers. The species survives the coldest months as either larvae or pupa in a period of winter dormancy known as hibernal diapause. They pass the winter in a state of suspended animation, consuming nothing, respiring little, and very near freezing. Come spring, however, these overwintering individuals will issue forth across the state to initiate the multi-generational, season-spanning flight of Maine sulfurs. As of late November, those remaining sulfurs are looking a bit worn and threadbare, but remain full of life all the same. Although the world, as they've known it, is rapidly changing, their season has not yet ended. On sunny days, they continue to patrol the field margins, a testament to their hardiness in a period of scarcity that few other butterflies could contend with.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.